This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Lilac Sunday, college commencement, and the return of the swan boats are all signs of springtime in Boston. Well, recent years have brought another ritual, the hatching of the peregrine falcons atop the city's high-rises. WBUR's David Boeri reports from one of those artificial urban clifftops.
BU seniors have graduated, and the high-rise dorm known as Stu V2 has emptied. But there's a new class matriculating on the roof.
If she's on the fly, we've got to be careful that she's not coming down to hit you in the head. That's why I'm wearing a helmet.
Tom French has been leading the Division of Fisheries and Wildlife's effort to restore peregrine falcons since the 1980s. Out French goes, helmet down, running toward a wooden box atop the 20th floor. And down swoops an adult female peregrine, her talons as sharp as razors, along with her male partner. But the females are always bigger, always more protective. And as the falcons bank, dive, and pull up, French reaches into the box and takes two chicks clad in white down and retreats to safety to band them.
In 3 weeks, they're just barely starting to have any kind of feather. They're still mostly white and downy.
One male chick, one female. The bigger chick, always the bigger of the two. They'll have full feathers and be ready to fly in 4 more weeks, although they're already at full squawk.
The USGS bird banding lab band is 1156-19.
This is the work of the Natural Heritage Program, to protect and restore the state's endangered and threatened species. Starting from a handful of sites, there are now 32 pairs of peregrines across Massachusetts. Their ledges resemble cliffs, from which the adult falcons dive to capture prey they share with the chicks. Feathers and bones are scattered like a student's fried chicken takeout.
We have a pigeon, mourning dove, black-billed cuckoo, woodcock, cardinal.
Last year, French and his team banded 40 chicks.
All right, let's take these guys back.
And out they go back into the open, the adult falcons banking and rolling, swooping and veering. Back at mid-century, peregrines were functionally extinct east of the Mississippi. Now, they're back as urban species with the rights of spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.